we'll open it up. Tim May, Tim May podcast.
That's Jim, not going to be a three-part question.
No. I'm sorry, man. But they accumulate. What's got you most excited about this defense as you get ready to embark on this season from the standpoint? Is it the veteran-laden aspect of it, the athletes that you've got? I mean, how would you describe somebody who doesn't know much about it?
I would say the ability to play fast, because when you know what to do, you know, it allows you to play faster. On field adjustments, you know, that they can make because they understand the defense. But really, you just want to see guys playing fast because they know what to do. That's critical.
Right behind him, Stephen Kreischnick, Cleveland.com.
Last week, Cody Simon was talking about what it meant to him to get the block O, and said that it had been a goal for him for a while. Could you tell pretty early on and getting to know him that he was a guy that had the opportunity to mean more for this team than necessarily X's and O's?
Yes. Conscientious. Team guy, right? Do whatever it takes. No ego involved. You know, for my first 2 years here, he kind of did a little bit of everything. He's just somebody that you could count on all the time, and always putting the team first. You know, it's just it's the kind of guy we all want to represent us because it really means something to him.
Right, Austin Ward, the podcast.
Jim, you've mentioned throughout the month, like, safety depth and having, some attention on that. I asked Ryan about maybe wanting to play younger guys and build that depth for the course of the year. If you're talking about that position specifically, and you know what you have in Caleb and Lathan, do you think you're more willing to put Malik out there or Jalen McClain out there in key situations than you might have been previously, or what would be your philosophy on that?
Key situations, you want your best guys. So I think when you have a clear divide between the first group and the next group, you're going to have your best guys in there in a key situation. I mean, you're going to look to continue to build that next group because anything can happen in this game, and they may be in there in key situations, but at least initially, until they get their feet wet, you're going to have your best guys in there.
What about maybe, I shouldn't have said key, what about like 14 to nothing in the second quarter?
I know it's a hypothetical.
I would say no. You're playing your ones.
Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, 2 years ago, you were recruiting Caleb Downs, and he ultimately picks another school, goes to Alabama. What were your emotions like this year when you sort of had a second chance, and he decides to come here, and all the potential that he brings and the impact he had? It's probably going to be more common in this sport moving forward, but just to go through it for somebody of his caliber, what was that like?
Well, you take the emotions out of it. So when you say my emotions, you take the emotions out of it. It's I just knew we had to be on point. I guess that's really it becomes you look to recruit someone like that who understands the game the way he does. It's like a job interview. It's like game day. So it's not, my job is to not be that rah-rah guy and all the beautiful things about Ohio State. My job is to explain the defense in detail so that he understands that I'm going to be able to coach him and make him better, on the field and with the scheme. So it's a lot more analytical. A lot more analytical.
Bill Benowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, Ohio State's traditionally played a marquee non-conference opponent. Notre Dame, obviously, the last couple of years. You don't have that this year. And is there any kind of concern that you might not be challenged the way that you would need to be challenged before you get in the meat of the schedule? I mean, how do you kind of feel about, I mean, you don't overlook any opponent, I get that. But we also are realists. How do you kind of approach it?
You know, I approach it the same. You're right. That's not something that falls under my bailiwick. It's an Ivy League term. Bailiwick. Can't be concerned with that. You know, we're looking at our play on the field, and I'll challenge them. You know, I make sure that I personally challenge them, no matter who the opponent is.
Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Kind of following up on what Austin was asking, you put a pine at the linebacker a little bit. I think in the past years, you've talked and vocalized the need to put Cody Simon out there more when you had Steele, when you had Tommy, and maybe just run out of snaps at some point. But you were talking about with the safeties, maybe there is a clear divide between the starters and the backups. Does that still apply to Will with Sonny and CJ? And if not, what would you ideally like to see what that split looks like between those two guys in that spot?
Yeah, no, it doesn't apply to CJ, right? So that's when you get into like, okay, we have CJ, you know, who, when I think about things, I think about, okay, is there a clear delineation one and two, but not with CJ. I mean, just like Cody was, I consider CJ a one. So, you know, you could see the combination there. You know, you could see Sonny playing Mike and CJ playing Will and Cody taking a rest, you know, or you could see CJ at Will and Sonny taking a rest. So I think all three of those guys are considered ones and should play equally.
You said Sonny, and I'm not saying this happens on Saturday, but like, has he shown you he can handle that?
Oh, yes. Goal? Oh, yes. Sonny is extremely coachable, and he's one of those guys you can tell things to one time and he gets it. So we have some versatility there.
Tony Gerben, Buckeye Huddle.
You mentioned recruiting Caleb is like game day. Were you an aggressive play caller that day? Was it bend but don't break?
No, yeah, we packed up the laptop, very. I really likened it to when I interviewed at Oklahoma State, and I think Coach Gundy brought in 10 guys, you know. Brought you into a room, grilled you for 3 hours, didn't see the campus, shut the laptop, left. Find out whether you get the job or not. That's what it was like, Caleb. Pack up your laptop, head to Georgia, get in the house, 3 hours on the tape, pack up the laptop, and hope you did a good job.
Right next door, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
I asked Ryan about just kind of the excitement coming off of the way last season ended. Your defense obviously played well to end that season, but they've talked about how they felt like there were stops they could have made in those final two games. How much do you sense the opportunity that they feel to go out and kind of reestablish themselves as that dominant group once again?
Yeah, they get it. I mean, you have to prove yourself every week. And, yeah, there were, okay, maybe statistically we played okay, but we didn't win every game, you know. And, you know, they are determined that if we have to win the game 3-0, you know, could have won the bowl game 3-0. I mean, that's on those guys. And they get it. You know, every week you go out there is like you're delivering your thesis. You know, you have to prove yourself on that day, and I think they understand that challenge, and they want the fans, the media, the rest of the team to be able to know when they go on the field that they can be counted on, no matter what the situation, no matter what the score.
Dan Holt, 11 Warriors.
Jim, Cody was saying last week that, you know, you guys think, you know, offenses are going to try to do some tricky stuff with the helmet communications. So how do you guys kind of prepare for the fact that, you know, offenses may get into formations late?
Mm-hmm. you know, I think you when you teach now, you have to prepare your players and your on-field play callers and adjusters that you know, I won't necessarily be able to make all the right calls for you. So, you know, it starts a long time ago with the teaching. You know, like, could be that you're going to have to make a lot of on-field adjustments yourself. So you better know the defense.
Final two questions. Bill Landis, Kings of the North.
Jim, we talked with Matt Guerrero and some of the safeties in class week, and Matt and a couple of the players said they're less focused on, like, bend and adjuster and kind of just doing both and maybe just focus more on just kind of, like, playing safety. Is that, like, an intentional switch that you wanted to make this year? Is that just natural progression of the defense where guys kind of – I don't even know – cross training might not be the right word if the positions are so similar. But.
No, we had cross training is a good word, you know. When you get to the game, that's there are times you may have to do that, but not necessarily go into a game that way. But when you're training safeties, it's good to train them in everything, you know, because somebody goes down, you need to make an adjustment, you know. So I think it's a great thing to do in the spring and the fall camp. But, you know, as you get to game week, it becomes more defined.
Is that, you talked about wanting to disguise things a little bit better. Does having guys be kind of multi-positional on the back end help you with that?
Yes, because the you know, they understand the coverages, and you know, if you want to change coverage one way, that they get it because they've done it on the other side.
And final questions, Jeremy Birmingham, the podcast.
Jim, I'm not an expert on your career trajectory, but just like cursory glance, it shows that year three has been generally the best year statistically for your defenses in the stops you've made. How confident are you that that's going to be the case now, considering that there's not far to go from where you were last year? But what is the biggest difference for you as the play caller this year and just for the overall mindset of the defense for last year?
You know, you always take the tools that you work with, and it's the job of the coaches to get the best out of what you have now. You know, maybe that year three is because, yeah, you get the guys who a couple years in the system, and now you're working with veterans, you know, so here at Ohio State, we're working with veterans who are also extremely talented. So, you know, you have to expect the best and chase perfection. It's just what we got to do.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.